This is Ozarks at Large, the first Thursday of 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums, and we're going to start our Thursdays off in 2012 like we had them in 2011 with Jody Beznoska, who is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Heart Center.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to 2012.
Yes. Do you have a good break?
I did have a great break.
All right.
It was lots of fun, very relaxing, and now we're ready to get back into the new year.
Now, you went to Florida, but you skipped before they had their record low temperatures this week.
Yes. I did. We had beautiful weather down in Florida, and I decided to come back here just in time to have some more beautiful weather.
There you go.
It was well-timed on my part.
And Walton Arts Center's had a break, but things are cranking up.
Yeah, we're coming back. We're getting ready for January. There's a lot going on and a lot of different kinds of shows in January, which is always fun. So tonight, we were just talking about Brian Regan, mm-hmm. the comedian, will be performing. His show is at 7:30. The show is sold out. Mm-hmm. But what we always say in this case is if you are really, really keen to see Brian Regan, you should try to come down and get on standby about an hour before the show. And if any tickets come available or if people turn them back in or something happens, we'll try to get you in. Okay. So that's about the best we can offer on a sold-out show like this. But again, that's tonight at 7:30. And then this Sunday at 2 o'clock, we will be at the Fayetteville Public Library.
We, as in you and I. Yes.
Yes. For the third in our 10 by 10 countdown conversation series. And so this is a new partnership with the library that we're doing where about 10 days before our 10 by 10 arts series shows, we have a conversation with some local folks who are, I guess I'll use the word expert on mm-hmm. some of the artists and music styles that are coming up on the 10 by 10 series. So I'm excited about this one because this is the first one that you'll be facilitating
yes.
for us.
Yes.
And we'll be talking with Fernando Valencia about the music of Pancho Sanchez and his band. They have a new album out, so I'm sure we'll be talking about mm-hmm. that. So that is Sunday. That's 2 o'clock at the public library, and that is free.
Yes. Just walk in.
Just come on in and join us. And so that is the 8th of January. On the 10th, which is Tuesday, the Blue Men Group will open their week with us. And this is the second time we've had the Blue Men here in the last, 2 years. The tickets for Blue Men are going incredibly fast. So don't wait. Order them now. Either get online or call or come down to the box office. This is the show that we premiered here at Northwest Arkansas back in 2009. And it's going to be really fun. If you haven't seen the Blue Men, they're worth seeing. And they're really worth seeing in a theater like ours because it's a different experience than seeing them in a giant arena where they might just mm-hmm. be little blue figures, way off in the distance. And it's a very well-designed show for a theater of our size. In fact, it was designed in our theater.
They spent much time here defining.
They were here for about 6 weeks putting the show together. And like I said, our audiences were the first to see it. And then it went off on the road and it's been touring. It's been in the United States and Canada over the last, 18, 20 months. And now it's back. We're the first market to get it back. We're pretty excited about it. It's going to be a good time. And still tickets left, but like I said, they are going quickly. And that runs from Tuesday the 10th through Sunday the 15th. There are 8 performances. Matinees on Saturday and Sunday. And then we will have a couple days off, and then we will have Pancho Sanchez and his mm-hmm. band at 8 p.m. on Friday the 20th of January. Because that's on the 10 by 10 art series, that means the tickets are
$10. Right.
And there's a creative conversation prior to the show at 7 o'clock.
With Pancho?
We're not sure yet. We're hoping. We're crossing our fingers for that. And then the following evening, the 21st, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas will have their third concert of the season, their Masterworks concert. That's a 7:30 show. It will feature a rising piano star and a great deal of Russian classical composers. So very excited for that. That's on the 21st. On the 25th, Keb Moe will be here and his band. Mm-hmm. That's a 7 o'clock show. And then the following Saturday, the 28th, we'll have Lewis Black, the comedian, at 8 p.m.
And you told me those tickets were scarce.
They're very scarce at this point. Again, it's probably going to be a similar situation to Brian Regan, where we're going to have to get you on standby if you want to come out. But keep trying and calling the box office. Comedy is just really doing well.
That's great.
These days. It's fantastic. And then February. February is a very busy, the first weekend of February is very busy for us with 3 very different shows. We have the Mark Morris Dance Company on the 2nd.
Part of the 10 by 10.
Part of the 10 by 10 art series. Then we have the the trio Time for Three on the 3rd at 8 p.m.
Part of the 10 by 10.
Also part of 10 by 10. And then on the 4th, which is a Saturday, we've not talked about this show. It's almost like it's completely flying under the radar. We have a show called Intergalactic Nemesis, and it is a live-action graphic novel. So
I guess I didn't know live-action graphic novels existed.
Neither did I.
This is very interesting.
It is very interesting, and we'll learn more about it and talk more about it as time goes on. But I'm really intrigued by this concept because, you know, graphic novels are so popular with a younger crowd, but there are other folks who really like it. And the idea of taking one and bringing it to life, it's a combination of multimedia, live performance. It feels like it could be a radio show at times. Mm-hmm. It's really going to be interesting.
And it is called?
The Intergalactic Nemesis.
Okay.
And so we'll investigate that a little bit more. But that is that's going to be a great show for families, especially if you have slightly older kids, I would say. You know, 10 and up, this would be a good one for them, especially if they're into comics and graphic novels. So that's on the 4th of February, 8 o'clock. And then Bring It On the Musical will be here from the 7th through the 12th, a full week of that. And we're on the first national tour of this new musical that it opened in Los Angeles. And it is the story of competitive cheerleading. It's based on the movies, the popular movies that a lot of people know. But it is not the same story as the movies.
It is not the same story.
No. Did you know there are 5 Bring It On movies?
I knew there were several because sometimes when you're going through Netflix and you go, really?
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, think about it. If there are 5 Bring It On movies, it would be tough to make a musical that was exactly the movie.
Right.
So the concept of the movie is the same. It's about the world of competitive cheerleading.
Is it still like this super sort of privileged, mostly white school against this inner city school?
Yes.
And one steals from the other?
Well, it actually has a lot more.
Oh, you've seen it.
I've seen it. I saw it was when it was in it wasn't really workshops, but it was like its first run in Atlanta, and I did see it. And it does have the same premise in that there is the privileged school and the not-so-privileged school, and they compete for the state title or the national title in cheerleading. But it's very much about sort of friendship, connection. They compete, but it isn't really a huge rivalry.
Okay.
It's more like, you know, what can this – basically, the premise is the cheer captain from the privileged school gets redistricted to the other school. And she tries to bring that school along and teach them why cheer is important and why it's fun.
Okay.
And what I love about Bring It On is that there are actual cheerleaders on stage. And so they're doing real stunts like you would see in a cheer competition.
Do you know, will you have to do something different for the floor?
Our floor is a sprung theater, so it should be okay. I'm pretty sure they bring their own floor, though.
Their own mats or
whatever. Yeah, their own mats and their own stuff because they, you know, it's very, very athletic. A lot of shows will have a fight call or a dance call before the show begins where they practice the dance moves and stuff. This one has a stunt call where they practice the flips and the turns and all of that. And we also have a former student from Bentonville who is in the show.
No kidding.
Yeah. So
oh, that's great.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. So we're excited about Bring It On. There's some really neat things about being a part of the first tour of a new musical. So that brings us into February. Lots more going on later in February. Theater Squared will launch their new show, Tigers Be Still, on the 9th. And we'll have another Broadway show with Million Dollar Quartet later in the month.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Hopefully by now we're starting to tell people that the guy who plays Elvis in the musical is an Arkansan.
Really?
He's from Harrison, I believe. His name is Cody Slaughter. And
how about that?
Yeah, and so we're going to have an Arkansan in the national touring show, which
that's
is great. Yeah,
so
lots going on, and you can get tickets at waltonartscenter.org, or you can call us at 443-5600, or you can come down and visit us and stop by the box office. Parking is free until 2 o'clock.
Sunday would have been Elvis's 77th birthday, by
the way. That's right. Yeah. Also my brother's birthday.
But not 77.
No, not 77, happily.
Jody, thank you.
Thanks, guys.